Sister, don't. am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling. Calm the sea, would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me. Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are.
desperation. When all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation. We believe, we believe, we believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. And in our weakness and temptations, we believe. We believe. We believe. Father, we believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit,
and He's given us new life.
We believe.
Coming alive. what now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the I first believed. My chains are torn, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood His mercy rains, unending
mine, Jesus. I love you. Thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. Thank you for your mercy and your grace and your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for loving us despite our imperfections, and thank you for meeting us where we are and leading us into your mercy and leading us to where we should be, Lord, and to helping us grow in you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for dying on the cross for our sins, Jesus. Thank you. We love you, Jesus. Love you, Heavenly Father. Love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for thank you for loving us. And thank you, Lord, for encouraging us and just keeping us going each day, day by day, as we learn to depend on you, Lord. Thank you for keeping us going and keeping us encouraged that you are coming now, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for everything, for the little blessings in our lives, to the big blessings in our lives, and for even the trials in our lives that we don't understand, Lord, but you work everything for good for those who love you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your promises, and I just want to thank you and lift you up and glorify you, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you continue to encourage us and till that day that you call us home, Lord. Continue to encourage us and to let us know the path that we should walk on. Let us know your will, what we should do to occupy until you come, Lord. Let us know what you want us to do, Lord. And help us to draw closer to you, Lord, as we wait on you. And help us to be a light to the world. You said that we are the salt and the light of the world, those that are in you, Lord. And please, Lord, help us to be that. Help us to know what we should say to others, to draw them to you, and know what we should do for others, and to that will point them to you, Lord. Please help us to be your light as we wait on you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you continue to provide for us, however we need provision, Lord. You know each of our needs, Lord. Continue to provide for us financially, physically, mentally, spiritually, Lord. Please continue to provide for us. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, welcome everyone. This is Michelle. Welcome to Rapture Centered Church, where Jesus is our pastor, and we are just here to lift him up and to glorify him. For some reason tonight, I could not get chat to open. There was an error message that came up as I was dialing into the show, saying something about the show can only be run by phone and something else. So I don't know if it's on Blog Talk's end or my end, but I cannot seem to open up chat. So if you're, maybe you can listen in, but just can't interact in chat. So if you want to interact, call in. Otherwise, listen in the archives. But anyway, I hope everyone is doing well and continuing to stay encouraged. It is amazing that we are still here, but the Lord will keep us going day by day as we depend on him. I know Jason has some date sets actually for this month. Today is one of his date sets. He received a message about June 24th or June 29th. So interestingly enough, today is one of those date sets. And he had also had a date set on the 19th, which many of us were looking at, and he said he received a dream, but I actually haven't heard from him in a few days. He was forwarding it to Jerry to have him interpret it, so I'm not sure if Jason has had any more leadings for any more date sets or anything. So I'll be curious to hear back from him. As far as me, I don't have any really strong leadings for June, although let's see, we're coming on the one-year anniversary of the Star of Bethlehem conjunction that appeared in the sky last June 30th, so maybe that is significant. So if I had to pick out some string of dates in June to look for, maybe June 28th through the 30th, although he can come at any time. He could come today, tomorrow, whenever. But let's see, Corrine had this dream. It was one of her first dreams, maybe the first dream, that where this family had gotten done celebrating this national holiday, and their guests had went home, and they were, I guess, staying up late, and then the next point in his or her dream was that they were, I guess, martial law had started and going door to door. So anyway, I guess what she got from that dream was perhaps martial law starting after a national holiday. So, and then the holiday, Jason was saying that she didn't get a feeling that it was, didn't feel like Christmas or Thanksgiving. So, and the part about staying up late makes, made him think of either New Year's or 4th of July, because people stay up late watching fireworks. So we'll have to see. I actually saw something interesting that on Facebook today that reminded me of that dream. I saw a post where someone posted that they are looking for crisis actors from July 4th to July 6th for the Houston area, I guess to participate in some sort of exercise, which, who knows, could become a real event. So perhaps that would be the thing after 4th of July, signaling the martial law, which would relate to Kareem's dream. I don't know, but when I saw that, it definitely made me think of that. So definitely keep alert for 4th of July, especially if you live in the Houston area, but anywhere, because who knows, one of those attacks could happen any time, but especially on the 4th of July. So we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, hopefully nothing happens as far as attack-wise, but it's definitely possible. Anyway, going into July, the Lord actually has me looking at some dates in mid to later July, like the 23rd and especially the 28th. So kind of odd because they're like a month from now or over. So I actually have a particular scenario set that if we did poof in late July, that it would match with some of my dreams. Planning a trip to see some family members in later July. So, and I've had a couple dreams that relate to that, some rapture dreams. So that would be interesting. And also some day counts I thought that were interesting, but I don't really feel like going over those now since we're still in June. So I won't bore anyone with the details right now, but if we get closer, then I will may or go over those details. But let's see. And Tana, I think she's with family. Her parents, I think, are visiting her. And I think she has had a dream or two about poofing while she's with her parents. So, and I think her parents are maybe with her maybe through the beginning of July. I don't know the exact date, but so definitely some poofing options, poof scenarios, whatever you want to call it, coming up. The really odd part is the Lord is actually allowing me to get excited about my trip in later July, which is odd because it's so far away. And this time last year, I could not even get excited about the trip until maybe a couple days beforehand because I thought for sure we would poof by then. And I was just so like, oh my goodness, we're going now. But this year he's allowing me to get excited about the trip. And I even had to ask him, I was like, Lord, is this okay? Am I feel bad about being excited about something that's a month ahead, but he kind of gave me this feeling like, yes, it is okay, and not only is it okay, I'm allowing it. So anyway, I don't know what that means, but we'll see. We can go at any time. We can go today. We can go the next month. Just pointing out some possible dates, although any date is a possible date. So again, we shall see. Let's see. I'm going to read what Jerry posted for the title of tonight's show. Let's see. It says, Michelle gets another chance to do a last show. Hope it works out for our elopement. Yes, me too. Nehemiah 2:8, and may I have a letter to Asaph, keeper of the royal park, so he will give me timber to make beams for the gates of the citadel by the temple and for the city wall and for the residence I will occupy. And because the gracious hand of my God was on me, the king granted my requests. Nehemiah equals Jehovah comforts. So that is what is the title show for tonight's show. I saw on, or I heard on last night's show that Jerry mentioned something about I had a leading that I would be, might be the last person to host, which is kind of odd because I never said that to anyone. Not that I remember anyway, but I do remember thinking that it would either be Judy or myself. Well, Judy hasn't hosted in a show in a really long time, so perhaps it is me. I don't know, but kind of odd because I never said that to anyone. But anyway, hey, I'll take it. Let tonight be the last show. That would be awesome. But anyway, well, Carol was on the line. Now she dropped. Carol, call back in. I was just about to let you on after I read my daily devotional. But anyway, that is about all I have to share, I think. Jesus is coming any day now, people, any day now. The world events are going crazy, and I don't expect anything to improve, only to the world events all point to Jesus coming, and he is coming any day now. So definitely make sure you are right with the Lord. And if you have not called on him and asked him to be your Lord and Savior, definitely do that now, because even if the rapture isn't today, your last day could be today. So, and you want to know for certainty where you're going to spend eternity. So definitely call out to the Lord, and he will forgive you of your sins if you genuinely repent of them and are make an effort to turn from them and to call on him for salvation, because no one can save, we can't save ourselves. We are born lost, and we are headed to a on the wide road to hell, unless if we turn to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and accept his free gift of salvation, because he died on the cross for our sins. And because he loves us, he wants us to redeem us back to himself, and so that we are not eternally separated from him. So definitely call on him if you have not made that choice, and so that he will help protect you and guide you through your life, and you will not have to fear the times to come, the tribulation. These times are scary. Definitely, I don't see how people manage to cope who do not know the Lord. And, I mean, things are just crazy. But definitely call on the Lord, and he will save you. Repent of your sins. This life as we know it is ending. So no sin is worth hanging on to lose your salvation over. So definitely call on the name of the Lord. Or if you have already done that, make sure you are in a right relationship with the Lord. Because from I know lukewarm Christians are going in the rapture from the messages I've read. And Jesus wants a pure bride. So definitely repent of your sins, even if you've already accepted Christ as your Savior. Just remain in fellowship with him. Remain doing his will. because definitely you want to be at this wedding supper. You don't want to be left behind for the tribulation, which will start any day now. So anyway, that's my spiel for tonight. Just stay with Jesus, be with Jesus, get with Jesus. He loves you. He wants a relationship with you. So I'm going to go ahead and read my daily devotional for today, June 24th. It says, hold my hand and trust. So long as you are conscious of my presence with you, all is well. It is virtually impossible to stumble while walking in the light with me. I designed you to enjoy me above all else. You find the deepest fulfillment of your heart in me alone. Fearful, anxious thoughts melt away in the light of my presence. When you turn away from me, you are vulnerable to the darkness that is always at work in the world. Don't be surprised by how easily you sin when you forget to cling to my hand. In the world, dependency is seen as immaturity, but in my kingdom, dependence on me is a prime measure of maturity. So that's from Jesus Calling. The basically has like the Lord is talking to you. So definitely trust in the Lord. Be aware of his presence. He's with you always, and to find your deepest desires in him alone, because everything you would pursue in the world to try to fill that hole in your heart that is only meant to be filled by God will just end up disappointing you. So so the point is, turn to Jesus. So let's see. We have Carol and Pat on the line. So hello, Carol, and hello, Pat.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How's everyone?
Hi.
Good. How are Lovely you? Reading. Lovely reading. Hi. Hi, guys. Nice chat.
Hi.
Love you all. Thanks for all the lovely emails. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll encourage
you. Hey, can you hear me?
Very, very good. Very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol. We hear you, honey.
I'm on the phone, but I don't know.
We hear you.
Something wrong with my phone. Can you hear me?
We can't answer that.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Well, we hear you.
Okay.
Go ahead, honey.
Okay. I can't
How
hear
are you,
myself.
Carol?
My phone is very sensitive lately. So I can't hear you guys over the phone. I can hear you over the speaker, you know, the
Okay.
Over chat. But anyway,
okay.
So I don't know what to say.
Your emails
are
great.
My battery's very, very low right now, and I'm trying not to move.
Okay.
And really, this is not what I want to be talking about. I want to be talking about how close we really, 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 really are. Now, I don't know. I just want to say, for the record, I am not discouraged. I know that we, you know, thought for sure, or I did anyway, Pentecost. Ooh, wow. Man, I was excited for Pentecost. But it wasn't meant to be. However, that doesn't mean we're not in the very last moment. You know, so I used to watch the liftoff of the space shuttle, and I remember a few times where they were already in the space shuttle, you know, in the launching pad, and, you know, it would be a couple of hours before they were going to leave, and then there was a delay, and, you know, okay, now it's going to be in another hour, but, you know, they're just checking some things out, and eventually, you know, they lifted off. They didn't get out of the shuttle, unless it was over 24 hours or something like that. And I think that happened maybe once. So we really, really are inside the space shuttle. We are in the launching pad. We're just, you know, just the Lord is just doing some last-minute checkups before we lift off. And, you know, it just may seem like, oh, man, we've been waiting forever and ever and ever, but it's not. It really isn't. We just have to just stay in His presence, trust Him, believe in Him, be filled with His peace, and keep fellowshipping with each other, keep comforting one another, keep lifting each other up in prayer, and those around us, our friends, family, our neighbors, our co-workers. You know, we're really living in a very, very, very dark time. And, you know, even a friend of mine called me this afternoon, and she said, Carol, what do you think about this, the breakup with, Great Britain, breaking out of the European Union? It's going to affect us. It's going to affect us. Well, I don't know how it's going to affect us. It may affect the world, but we're in Christ. And to me, it's just another, I took the opportunity to let them know, look, there's too many weird things going on in this world. The world is getting darker and darker. And, yeah, there's going to be a lot of changes very, very shortly in this world. But what we just, if you just stay focused on the Lord and keep praying and pray for your neighbors, friends, kids, loved ones, your enemies, we'll be okay. The Lord is going to take care of us, and the best way, the most awesome way is when He takes us out of the way. And there's so many other weird things going on in the world. You know, we've heard of the shark attacks, you know, the alligator attacks, West Virginia is being flooded now with water. The San Andreas fault line, that's a rocking and a rolling really bad. And here in Texas, in the coast, they never go to the coast. I think the water is super dirty. You know, the bay, the Gulf Coast area, it's so dirty because there's so much oil pollution, you know, from the...
Oh, no,
I think her battery went.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Call back, Carol.
Oh, dear.
Yeah,
oh,
she dropped off.
Well, if she could put her battery in a charge, I use the charger and talk at the same time with the battery charged, so if she can do that, it works. And I don't know if you're supposed to do that, but I do it all the time if I'm running low.
I do, too.
To somebody. Yes, I always do. Yeah, if I don't have any, if it ran out. So, I mean, it does work. Anyway,
how are you? Oh, wait.
I'm okay. I'm here. I'm still here.
Carol!
Well, like everybody else, waiting.
We're still here.
But, the news is very interesting, of course.
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
We gotcha. Go ahead, Carol. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. No. You know what, Ted, and you guys, I am holding my phone. I have it charged.
Good.
Let me hold on. Okay. There. I'm holding my phone and it's being charged. I'm charging it. It is. You know. I have it. I know how to connect it. Well, I can charge it, but. You know, my charger is really, really sensitive. I think I really need to get a new one. So when I'm charging it, it has to be in a very certain position. Don't ask me why, but I'm not even moving. I am not even moving right now. I mean, I'm like frozen because I don't want I don't want the charge to go out. So, and I think the reason we got cut off is I got an incoming call, but I'll call my brother in a little while, which I also thought it was very interesting. You know, he calls me yesterday, and he tells me that he's coming down this weekend. And, he lives in Ohio, and he said he's on his way. I said, okay.
Wow.
And then it turns out that, you know, when he walked into work yesterday morning, they asked him if he wanted to come down to San Antonio to work. For,
put that light
you know,
on there.
It's a temporary
what do you call it?
Assignment that he's been given a temporary assignment, but I'm not going to see much of him because he's going to be working 12-hour days, 7 days a week. And he's single, so you know he can do that. He and he's going to be he's not even going to stay with me. He's going to be staying at a hotel that they pay for and blah, blah, blah. But I found it really interesting that of all the different places that he could have been sent to, he was sent here. And to me, that's the Lord's plan. The Lord had him come here during this time frame. And I'm just thinking the Lord has something in store for him. And I have a strong feeling that it has to do with you know our departure and everything that's going on. He wants him to be with me or nearby me or something. So I don't know. It's no coincidence. He could have been assigned to any other city, even here in Texas. He could have been assigned to Dallas or Houston, Fort Worth, whatever. But he was assigned here to San Antonio. So I believe the Lord's hand was in it. The world is really, really getting darker. We really are living in the days of Noah and the days of Lot. And we see this all around us. What is wrong in the sight of the Lord is now right in the sight of man. So so man really is mocking the Lord every which way. And they have no respect. They have no respect for the Lord. And if they're not respecting God, believe me, they're not going to be respecting us. So I do believe that just as Noah, Noah and his family and the animals are raptured, they went up and judgment came down. As soon as everybody was in the ark, the Lord closed the door, and up they went, and judgment came. Same with Lot. You know, the Lord sent two angels to go pick up Lot and his family, and as soon as they left, you know, fire and brimstone rained down on Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's what we're seeing just about to happen. With everything that's going on in the world, we really are seeing the judgment of the Lord's hand coming on this world, which means we're about to be delivered, transformed, glorified, and delivered. And we should not be whatsoever discouraged if another day goes by, if another week goes by, because the Lord is still purifying us. And that includes me. You know, we need to be constantly asking the Lord to purify our thoughts, purify our hearts, purify our minds, you know, and sanctify us, set us apart, because we're still in the world. We may not be of the world, but we're still in the world, and the world still has some kind of hold on us. And look, while we're still here, as an example, we either have to work, or, you know, we need some sort of income. We have to pay bills. We still have to eat. We still have to sleep. We still have to wash clothes. We still have to bathe. We still have to, you know, we're still feeling the effects of the world on us and in us. Even if we're not participating in worldly junk, we're still in the world. We're still watching the news. We know what's going on. Our heart still breaks. Our heart still rejoices. You know, we can be happy one day and we can be sad the next. You know, we can. So you see, we're still affected by the things of this world. People still can get on our nerves. We ourselves can get on people's nerves. So we truly need the blood of Jesus constantly cleansing us and covering us, protecting us, and we need to be constantly on the alert, being watchful, but also being repentant, also being, praying for one another, praying for the lost, praying for our neighbors, praying for our friends, our loved ones, even our enemies. They need our prayers. And once we leave, you know, whoever is on board, hallelujah, and whoever is not, well, God have mercy, because he will have mercy. You know, there will be people that are going to be staying behind, and they're going to be crushed that they didn't make it in the first boatload. So we have to pray that, you know, even now, the Lord will be merciful towards them. And that while there is still a very glimpse of time left, that, the Lord will create in them a new heart, a clean heart, a purified heart, and they may still make it in the rapture. And so, and in the first boatload. So, I don't know. We're on super high alert, and I think we're on super high alert until Jesus comes for us and transforms us, glorifies us, we're transfigured. And, you know, that may be tonight, tomorrow, next week, in July. I hope not in August. I hope by August we're out, But it doesn't. We're still in that. We're in very high alert, and we got to be watchful and prayerful at all times. So, you know, we go about our business, we fellowship with each other. We lift each other up, and hopefully, the days will go by so fast. And the favor of God will be with us and on us, and we can be transformed and glorified any day now. So that's all I have to say, I think.
Amen, Carol. That's a good message, definitely. I agree.
Stay watchful and stay in the Lord. Yes.
Oh, I had mute on. Sorry.
Pat.
Oh, my goodness. Talk to the wind. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord. It was an echo, guys.
I know. I'm hearing my voice a couple seconds later.
Oh, God, dear.
Anyway, Pat, did you have anything?
No, not really. Just kind of here. If you want to close it out, so you go ahead. It's kind of all mixed up tonight.
All right. I think I'll play a couple more songs and close it out. The connection is kind of echoey.
No, it's weird.
Anyway,
good night, guys.
Love
I love
you all.
And maybe we can talk or we'll a group hug in the air or something.
Yeah, in the air.
In the air. See you there. Okay, I'm going to say good night.
All right.
Good night, honey. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Bless you, Holy One.
Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come, come, glorious Father. Come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today. We welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings, come, Lord of lords. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come, come, glorious Father. Come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today. We welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings, come, Lord of lords.
Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything. Who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything. Who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord.